Have you ever seen a lowball showdown? No, not a hand of poker on TV, but when everyone in a movie tries to act his or her part more lowball than anyone else in the cast. Ellen Page and Michael Cera seem to be the popular lowballing film actors these days, and it's clear the bard of Lake Wobegon, Garrison Keillor, takes the cake for rising to the standard of radio's best lowballer. But it may turn out that Ben Stiller and newcomer Greta Gerwig will be showbiz's greatest lowballer entertainers ever in a newly released movie written and directed by Noah Baumbach. It's titled Greenberg. Actually, Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David might be envious that Greenberg is much like their TV series in that when you get right down to what it's all about, it isn't much about anything. But there is one thing Seinfeld has on Greenberg. Seinfeld is funny. So it follows there is not much ado about Greenberg other than being either irritating or annoying. The movie irritated me mostly because of the excellent performance given by Ben Stiller as Roger Greenberg. The guy is an emotionally unstable, unhappy 40-ish man who has neither yet grown up nor figured out who the hell he is. As I say this, I realize I had only slightly more sympathy for Stiller's Roger in this movie than for the role Gregory Peck played in Boys from Brazil, that being Josef Mengele. Greenberg opens with Roger just arriving in L.A. from New York to house-sit for his brother. Roger's brother's family is taking time away from the Hollywood home for a business trip of sorts to Vietnam. Yes, a quirky spot for a family to visit, but how's this for more quirky? Roger, just in from New York, is an unmarried, once almost famous rock musician who is now a carpenter. Yes, I said carpenter. In the Big Apple already. If this is a hidden Jesus of Nazareth metaphor smuggled into the script by Baumbach, he never gets it to gel. Brother Philip Greenberg, played by Chris Messina, has a young woman working for the family as a kind of nanny and dog walker. Greta Gerwig is cast as Florence, an aspiring singer who lives elsewhere in the L.A. area but regularly visits Philip's home to keep an eye on things as Roger moves in for a month or so and sets about to build a doghouse for the family German shepherd, Mahler. Miss Gerwig is a native of Sacramento. She co-wrote and starred in Hannah Takes the Stairs and was also cast in the movie Baghead. She might be taking off for more of a film career doing the Florence role. I certainly hope so. She appears as though she could blossom into a tall gal version of Ellen Page. Both Roger and Florence are terribly vulnerable people, but have totally different personalities. Florence is accommodating, almost doormatish, while Roger is, well, an insensitive, self-absorbed jerk. I can think of a better one-syllable word to describe the character Mr. Stiller plays in Greenberg, but I don't think I can say it in front of this microphone. Anyway, everyone knows how accomplished Ben is at playing jerks. Welsh actor Rhys Ifans is a former bandmate of Roger's who shows up in the movie mainly so Roger can display another facet of that bubbly personality of his, as opposed to how he interacts in private with poor Florence. Baumbach has an elongated exposition for the narrative and then deftly slips into a spine-tingling character study of a schmuck nobody, on or off-screen, likes, except for the desperately needy Florence. Roger is desperately needy, too. However, his neediness takes a little longer to surface from under all his flailing about for identity and a modicum of maturity. Although Greenberg is irritating, the cast is convincing, acting these rather bored, world-weary, metropolitan characters of the present day. That Stiller doesn't generate any sympathy for his Roger may be a testament as to how well he does the part. One could say he is solidly smuckish in the title role. If one were to care for Roger, Greenberg might have had more to say, other than how empty the lives of really selfish, narcissistic men pushing middle age can be, or how even emptier sex is for two people when there's no chemistry between them, other than how devastatingly isolated they are. Seems to me that anyone who thinks Greenberg is a laugh riot might be way more jaded than their years should have them. Maybe that's what Noah Baumbach is trying to say. By the way, I've got a load of film reviews dating back the last 7 years. If you're thinking about ordering one you haven't seen or want to rent at the store, just go to TulsaTVMemories.com or the International Movie Database, that's IMDB, under External Reviews, search for title. That's www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.